This is RZB Satellites.
Elvis Presley was found unconscious at his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito.
Right now, Memphis, Tennessee is in a state of mourning. I think all of Memphis and all of the world just couldn't believe that the king of rock and roll had actually died.
42-year-old Elvis Presley suddenly died of what doctors believe was respiratory failure this afternoon.
I was with him, you know, and he just dropped dead with a heart attack. That's the way it looked.
The Memphis Fire Department ambulance continued cardiopulmonary resuscitation efforts on the way to the hospital.
We have got an official autopsy report saying that the coroner said that there was no, I repeat, no irregular use of drugs.
There are probably several hundred people in front of Baptist Hospital. They all can't believe that Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, is dead.
I was driving around Elvis for years. It happened, my husband saw the ambulance come and get him, and he came home and got me. Elvis was a friend. Elvis was somebody very special. I called him Big Brother, and he called me Jiminy, and he was so unhappy lately. He was going to leave tonight to go on a concert, and Lisa up there playing with him in her new little car. I knew his daddy longer than she did. I've known him since 1958.
Underwear.
We're pumping.
Oh.
We're throbbing.
Oh, yeah, right there.
And now,
Big City Talk.
I was driving the truck.
Driving the truck?
Yeah, I was.
Now tell us, how'd you get your first break or to make your first record with Sun Records?
Well, I went in with Sun Records, and there was a guy that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later.
You have to put on a show for people.
Yeah.
In other words, people can buy your records and hear you sing, and they don't have to come out to hear you sing. You have to put on a show in order to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
If I just stood out there and sang and never moved a muscle, the people would say, well, my goodness, I can stay home and listen to his records. But you have to give them a show, something to talk about.
It's just the king.
The king.
He's the king.
The king of music.
King.
Hey.
He is the king.
He's the king. He's great. I love him.
He's the king.
He will always be the king, no matter what.
I think he's a good, clean fella.
The king of rock and roll has been dead for 20 years, but the kings of entertainment live on. Live from Memphis, Tennessee, this is Big City Talk's 20th anniversary death special with Mel Sommersberg and Saul Rubinstein.
Oh, and I wish I was dead.
Oh, Bill, you are looking like $1 million today.
Thank you very much.
We shipped into Memphis yesterday. It's been 20 years since the big fat freak fell off his perch and collapsed. And we are coming
fat
live.
Bloated idiot.
From the bedroom. You do not believe this. You should see it here.
It's disgusting.
This big four-column poster bed that the king used to just beach on. Oh, my God.
It smells like his body's still here.
We are going to be having an exclusive interview later in the show from 77, the king. Mel Sommersberg is going to be here telling about the time that he got it on with Lisa Marie Presley. And we are cooking.
Well, that's all right, no more. That's all right with you. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Anyway you do. Yeah. Well, Mama, should I tell you? Papa, I told you. Saw that girl you fooling, but she ain't no good for you. But that's all right now. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Anyway you do. Yeah.
Are you sick of radio stations playing what you think you want to hear? Big City Talk. Because we know what's best for you.
When your heart gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. You gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. You gotta follow that dream to find the love you need. Now keep on moving. Gotta find me someone whose heart is free. Someone to look for my dream with me. And when I find her, I may find out just what my dreams are all about. I gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. I gotta follow that dream to find the love I need.
Through life, you try to be nice to people, you struggle to resist the urge to punch them in the face, and for what?
Big City Talk.
Oh, baby, let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your daddy bear. I don't want to be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Your teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
This
experimentation led him to conclude it was quite the reverse.
Big City Talk.
This was gonna be the night tonight. I was gonna get to hold you tight. But I guess we didn't plan it right. I never stood a chance. We couldn't dance. Cause there's no room to rumble in a sports car. You can't move forward or back. There's no room to do what the beat tells you to without throwing your spine out of whack. When a little kiss I want to steal, I hit my head against the steering wheel. Now I know the way a pretzel feels. All I can do is shout, hey, let me out. Cause there's no room to rumble in a sports car. You can't move forward or back. start throwing your spine out of whack. What a way to waste away all youth. Nothing happens here to tell the truth. Let's get out and find a telephone booth. Yeah, that's a better place. I like more space. Because there's no room to rumble in a sports car. You can't move forward or back. There's no room to do what the beat tells you to without throwing your spine out of whack.
This is Big City Talk with Mel Zalmersberg and Saul Rubinstein.
I didn't want to just go home and have another frozen entree.
He's doped up or dying or something.
Heard on 491 radio stations on 6 continents.
We have booster ignition and liftoff.
And 1 planet. But we're working on that.
Switch your mind, baby.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out now. Because I love you too much, babe. Why, why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying. We can't go on. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know just might say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You know I have never, never lied to you. No, not much. Yeah. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, babe. Why can't you see what you doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say. Oh, don't you know I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much. Caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because you know I'm caught in a trap. I keep walking on, baby, because I love you too much, baby. Oh, don't you know I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
you know.
Thank you, King. Oh, thank you, Eddie.
And of course, thank you, Eddie. And of course, that
enough
night,
of the drums already.
I had never seen Elvis so drunk on the night that he did that song and that was recorded.
An afternoon and an evening in the garden with Elvis Aaron Presley. And I'll tell you what, the last time the team was hanging out in the garden with Elvis Aaron Presley was at the back of his Southern-style Graceland mansion. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, he could barely keep it together, Bill.
That's right.
He could barely string two words together. He was strung out on something.
He could
and it
barely
was
get the chicken leg from the table
into
to
his
mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is a man who has had a lot of practice bending his elbow and basically satisfying
bending
Bill,
over
every creative, every greedy excess that he could ever think of, any sort of glut.
He wanted it all.
He was a king of gluttony, and he was a king of fantastic. He was a king of music.
Well, I got to declare something here. It's like, I never liked the guy, to tell you the truth. I was always very, you know, friendly with him when we were out and about, and to his face, I was very two-faced with Elvis, I gotta say.
Bill, you were a crook when it came to Elvis Aaron.
I basically hated his guts, but there was a lot of money to be made out of the guy, and I wanted a piece of it.
And of course, today we are coming live from the 20th anniversary since Elvis bit his tongue off and had too many pills, and we are coming live from his bedroom, where I think a bit of tongue
and
has
caused severe mental damage to Lisa Marie.
I think Joe Esposito must have kicked that bit of tug under the carpet here, Bill, and for 20 years it has just sat there rotting and wasting away.
He's very worried about the forensic people getting hold of it.
But I gotta say, despite all that, Bill, I am very, very hungry this afternoon.
Oh, I am absolutely starving.
For some reason on the show today, I'm really feeling
I think
pitch.
It's maybe just being in this house, I think.
Because this was a house where a lot of food was consumed.
It's a spiritual thing, I think. I think the ghosts of Elvis's stomach are coming through and saying,
"His acidic
you boys should eat.
His acidic juices, Bill Zavisberg, have come all the way from the kitchen where they were stored in the peanut butter and grits container cupboard with a lazy Suzanne, and it is wafting
kitchen,
up here.
Huh?
We had Priscilla Presley come in the middle of the bracket of songs, which we'll be talking about soon, Bill, because we are actually
we've got a
the
few things to
here.
Say to Priscilla, actually.
She popped her head in and said, "Could you keep it down?" I said, "Could you get the hell out of here? We're doing a radio show
Who
here
the hell
today.
Are you?
There's all these people here gathering outside, Bill Zavisberg, outside the big musical gates here in Graceland. And
I think I saw Roseanne Barr here.
She's
on.
Here. And
big
of course,
Elvis fan.
Joe Esposito, Jack Nicholson is down here trying to get in. He had a pass that said he is a big star.
Mandy Patinkin, of course, from Chicago Hope. He's a huge Elvis fan. He's down here.
And the guy from the other one, the other doctor who played a Batman in Batman Who, and the other one too, Bill Zavisberg.
Looney.
George Looney and the other doctor, the skinny one who looks like he's got the two figured out a throat problem there. Anthony Edwards is down here mourning the king. And we are all mourning today, but some of us are mourning, Bill, I might say a little more classily, than you people who are stuck out on a footpath out
That's
there.
That's right.
We are waving to you now. Can you see us? Can you hear us? And today, Bill, I must say, usually we go to 491 radio stations. We got our marketing people at Eddie Wiener. We marketed this special. And today we have 600 radio stations today,
right.
Bill.
Yep.
Lots of listeners.
A couple of the third world countries are locking on to us today, which is great. Welcome aboard.
Fuck here for just a second. Aussie B Fock all the way to Memphis, Tennessee.
What formula we got here? We got the what flavor?
This
we
is
got
what
here?
This is what the king used to love to eat just before he laid down to go to bed. Bill Zavisberg. He couldn't get off to sleep because his food was still stuck in his throat and it was trying to work his way.
A big wave of pop
he
to wash it
burp.
Down.
He needed a gaseous clay.
Kool-Aid, as I like to call it. Adderbill, he used to pop, of course, cherry Kool-Aid, which is great. And he would have
used
a
to
liter.
Pop, used to pop a lot of things.
He used to pop a couple, and then pop a couple more, and then maybe have a cherry Kool-Aid. A liter, 0.25, Bill Zabersberg, a quart and a bit, as he used to call it. Mm-hmm. And he would do it and burp and break weird.
Give me a half a chicken over here. Man.
And whenever it was Kool-Aid time, Priscilla used to have to go out and say, Elvis, I'm going to go out here and get some deodorant to spray the room here, because really and truly, you might be a big star, but
because it would kill a dead dog if you walked into Elvis's bedroom after he'd let fly.
It smelled, Bill Zabersberg, like a dead dog. A dead dog's business had been left all over the floor. Oh dear, cabbage and egg jokes here. And I think we should get down to the back and outs here, Bill.
No, we can't do that, remember, because both of our pens have run out and we couldn't write down the songs
now,
that
Carol,
we played.
Now, Carol, where is our executive producer? Could you get the hell out of here? Yeah. Carol DeSabra is sitting in the bathroom where Elvis actually died.
We need you to back and ask the tones.
Okay, I'd love to.
Of course, Carol, Teddy Bear was what?
We started off the whole show. What did we start off the show with?
It was the Devil in Disguise, Carol.
Devil in Disguise. You're the Devil in Disguise. And then we started off with Teddy Bear. No, we didn't do that. One of them we didn't do. Hang on, stand by.
Suspicious Minds was there.
Yeah. Live at the park.
The problem with his clown songs, Bill Zabersberg,
they're too friggin' short. That's the problem with them.
His songs go for about a minute and a bit.
Yeah.
And what a lazy fraud. And he's great. He really took everyone for a ride, Bill. And that's what I love about the King. Oh, Carol.
That's right. He was greedy. He wanted to get as many songs as possible on the one LP. And so he'd say, I want to get 25 songs on this album. And they were going, but King, there ain't just not enough room on the vinyl. He says, well, I'll make the song shorter.
Or make a bigger record.
Yeah, make a bigger record.
Can I say, in between all those songs at the beginning, you two being fantastic.
Carol. Thank you, Carol. That is so nice to hear that. We have shipped into Tennessee here. We have signed so many autographs. I've got RSI, Bill Zabersberg, in my wrist here.
Mm-hmm.
And you people should just steer clear, because we were better friends with the King than any of you will ever have been. And
I've been signing my autographs, Johnny Carson.
Oh, which is better than these idiots in Australia who've been ringing up saying, what about you say something about Johnny O'Keefe? Well, why would we bother to mention that in the same breath as Elvis A.P. Bill Zabersberg? And of course, we had There's No Room to Rumba in a Sports Car, from the great film that we were all on set for, and we tried to cause as much damage as possible. We succeeded, and foot in Acapulco. But now, Bill, I think it's time for the diary.
The Big City Talk Diary, thanks to Del Switter Slims, part of the Del Switter range of fine tobacco products.
Thank you, Holgy, coming to you live today from Memphis, Tennessee.
And isn't it great here? From the second story of Graceland on Elvis Presley Boulevard. And we are here, and we are soaking it all up here. And now, Bill, of course, we went for a tour around Memphis earlier this week when we came in. We went to B.B. Cogg's night spot, of course, and a few other things there on Beale Street, which is named after the great song, of course, Walking in Memphis. And, Bill, I got to say, this is really, there's not much happening here. What a shithole.
No, that's right. I mean, there's about, we got 50 souvenir shops here selling all the same thing. We got about 20 burger joints.
Selling Elvis burgers.
There's nothing wrong with that, may I say.
By the way.
The souvenir shops really offend me.
And, of course, without the King, Memphis really would be like somewhat like a city, Australia, Bill Zabersberg.
Well, it would be.
First thing that comes to mind.
It'd be a wasteland. There'd be nothing much here. Unemployment would be at an all-time high.
And Memphis really is just breeding and bleeding on the flies, on the carcass of Elvis Presley, Bill Zabersberg, are homing in, and they are really starting to
get gotten down to the
here.
Bone. They're eating the bones of this guy.
This guy is laying there trying to get some peace because he got hassled by Colonel Tom Parker. Yeah. He got hassled by his daughter who wanted all the money. Mm. He got hassled by everybody, and we were his best friends, Bill Zabersberg.
That's
I've never
right.
said that before, but that is the truth. And Bill,
he thought. We were his best friends.
But we were fakes, and we were getting him in a whammy double play, Bill, because he was the biggest fake in the lot.
He bought us some great cars.
And
he
really did. Well, and these were big cars.
Yeah,
these
really
were cars that really
cars,
used to go. And, Bill, I want to share with you a few reminiscences from... What the hell is this, by the way?
Eddie, what is this? What?
No. Can we have some...
Kill this. Kill this.
This is... Elvis would be... If Elvis could turn in his grave, he would have room to squeeze around there, but if he could, he would...
I tell you what, Elvis wouldn't fit in the studio that we're coming from today, let me tell you.
And you know, Elvis did not approve of this kind of music because it is freeform and jazz, and Elvis always associated with jazz cigarettes, marijuana, and hippies, and Elvis hated all three of you. Now, Bill, I would have reminisced, but in 1954, I got taken by my father, the great entrepreneur Cy Y. Rubinstein, to Sun Studios in Memphis. Mm-hmm. It was stinking hot, and I remember there was Johnny Cash, there was Jerry Lee Lewis, there was, of course, Charlie Rich, and there was Carl Perkins. But, Bill, I got to tell you...
All nobodies at that stage.
Absolutely. Yeah. Roy Orbison, of course, who was just a big, ugly white guy who looked like he was blind, and his face looked like a pancake. It was so white.
I mean, if you walked in a room, you walked in a room and you saw all those guys in there, I mean, you call the police, really. You'd think there'd been an outbreak, you know,
You would say there is a melee about to ensue down here at the studio. But, Bill, what I got to say, I remember about Elvis Presley. I was a young boy at this stage. He was about to cut That's All Right, Mama, the great Otto Crudup song. And it was all about to start, Bill Zabersberg. Of course, I was there for the birth of rock and roll as he recorded it. What I remember about Elvis is not the voice. It is not the hair. It is not the way he danced. It is his appetite. It is the way he used to gluttonize himself.
It always fascinated me.
He was there just throwing food back. There was one stage he had a cramp so bad, Bill Zabersberg, he could not sing the song. And I thought that was great. And of course, Bill, the next
who can eat five Whopperdell Whoppers back to back is one wins my seal of approval.
He did. And that was before, even when he was a skinny man, Bill, he still had the capacity to blow himself right up.
Yeah.
And of course, 1961, Bill Zabersberg, that was when Bill Zabersberg was stationed in Germany in the army with Elvis Aaron Presley, and we went over there and we had a great time, Bill. And I want you to talk.
Well, I must say he was going through a very bad laxative addiction stage at that time.
That was where it all started, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. And it was through
army food.
He was thin, and he thought he could eat like a horse and never get fat just by taking these laxative pills
and eating tin food.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Bill, in Germany, the German people do not take too kindly to their base camp being riddled with Elvis's dribble.
He never treated the German sausage experience with respect.
He treated it as
a joke.
That's it. In fact, Bill, that reminds me of the time when we went out there that night and everyone was eating German white sausage, of course, except for Elvis, who ordered a hamburger
and a tin of beans and a
big bowl of fries and beans and sat there. And I think he was directly trying to offend the German people by doing that. And that would not be forgotten.
He was seeking aggression from these people.
Even for us Los Angelino Germans. A horn beeper there, Bill Zabersberg.
Elvis would have liked that, I think.
Because
he always told me he wanted to do a kids' record one day.
Because if there was anything, Elvis, he was tight in a production sense. This is what Eddie Weedy used to love about Elvis.
He wanted as few musicians in the studio as possible.
And he wanted as much. He wanted that Bill Zabersberg to be able to see through a fish's convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how tight the whole thing had to be. It was a real eye of the needle stuff, Bill Zabersberg. There we go.
He also refused to do more than one take. Everything that you hear from Elvis is one take.
Because that's because Bill Zabersberg, he was rushing home to count all his greedy money.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, 1968 was comeback year for Elvis Aaron Presley, of course, after the comeback, when everything had fallen to pieces. And that was the first time I hit Elvis Aaron Presley, Bill Zabersberg. Mm. It was after his comeback special, and he was in his compound, and he turned around to me one day, and he just said to me, "Sal, could you thump me?" And I said, "King." I said, "You are the other king. You know, how could this be?" He said, "Just hit me as hard as you can." So I thumped him, Bill Zabersberg. I crashed his big used car salesman shades.
Mm-hmm.
And the king came crumbling down the stairs there.
Knocked
his guitars over, bleeding from the sideburn.
Yeah.
And that is a special memory for me. And I'm about to start crying.
But boy, did he respect you after that. I tell you.
Oh.
It was like a whole new Elvis was born that day. The day you smacked him in a jaw.
I gave a letter to the postman, put it in his sack, but in the early morning he brought my letter back.
That's how screwed up the guy was, I think. That's just a small indication there.
And the thing about Elvis Presley was, Bill Zabersberg, you looked through all his songs, he only had about two hits, and the rest...
Well, that's right, it was just spack filler, really.
It was purely filler. That's it. It was like, okay, we got one hit, and now we can go home and eat something. And I think, Elvis, you are a disgrace to the memory of entertainment.
I have no idea why we were doing this special on behalf of this guy.
We are sitting in your bedroom, and I'm about to spit on your carpet.
Yeah. I'm going to take a dump in his doona.
Oh, Bill's... No, not now, Bill Zabersberg. At least you can wait until we have some
after
music.
The show.
Oh, Eddie, Carol DeZabra is about to rock out by with his Elvis cheese sandwich, and we're going to hit with a little CC Rider, Eddie Weeder.
Oh, I see CC Rider Oh, see what you have done. I said, see, 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 right on. Oh, see what you have done. How boy, you made me love you. Now, 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 your loving man has gone. Hear what I say. Well, I'm going away, baby. And I won't be back at all. I'm going away, baby. And I won't be back at all. Well, if I find me a good girl, I won't be back at all. Hear what I say. I said, see, 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 right up. Oh, see what you have done. I said, see, 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 right up. Oh, see what you have done. Well, if I find me a good girl, I wanna be back at all. Hear what I say? I said, see, 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 right up. Oh, see what you have done. I said, see, 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 right up. Oh, see what you have done. I said, see, 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 rider. I said, see, 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 rider. I said, see, 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 rider.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Trump. And now.
Slices of American cheese. 64. 63.
And now. Carol's, and now. Carol's cheese sandwich.
Oh, all right. Isn't this great? What a special occasion. Isn't it great to be doing some cheese for me in this very special, very solemn moment. Well, the King, I do a lot of Vegas here on the cheese sandwich over the years, but I think we'll just hit it with Elvis doing Vegas about Vegas. Hit it.
Alright. Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing. All those homes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had.
time. I'm gonna get rid of a thing I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. I'm
Beaver Las Vegas.
Great magic moments there, of course. I remember the King, you know, doing that whole thing. I remember doing, before that show where he first did Viva Las Vegas, I remember turning up to the Sands there in Vegas, and my limo pulled up, and there'd just been some construction there, and I remember stepping out into some mud, a big puddle of mud, and, you know, it was then I thought, what the hell am I getting myself in for here?
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'm gone, but the look in your eye done told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on.
Carol's Cheese Sandwich.
The way Carol all of a sudden turns very modest about his great friendship with Elvis Aaron Presley. They were very, very close friends, and we cannot go into it too deeply on a show because we may end up smearing the image of both people, but I think it's great nevertheless.
Carol, of course, sang at the King's funeral, which was a very touching moment for all that was
And I'll tell you what, that was interesting music.
It certainly was.
Oh, dear. And, of course, today, 20 years since Elvis bit off his tug.
I sung Hound Dog at the funeral, remember?
That's right. And it was done so like reggae was really coming at that time. It was, it had a bit of a reggae beat to it, syncopated. I loved
it. Nothing but the hound dog.
Carol stole the show there, like he did at Johnny Versace's wedding recently, over funeral, wedding, whatever.
Yeah, when he put that whoopee cushion under Elton John's ass, I thought, fantastic.
Now, Bill, we have got something very special here today for people because it's a very well-known fact, and we trumpet this as many times as we can because why not? We were the last people ever to conduct an interview with Elvis Aaron Presley, Bill Summersberg, and we take a lot of pride in the fact that he decided to die after speaking to us.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't too long after that interview that the great one
Well, hours, Bill Zappersberg. It was August 16, 1977, mm-hmm. if you do recall, and it was just mere hours before he was shuffled out to Memphis Hospital, and that's where the wheels really fell off Elvis Aaron Presley's wagon train. But he had a lot of money, so, I mean, you know, that's the payoff, isn't it? You can't have everything at EAP. And, now...
Life is shit, you know? It's, you know...
Exactly. And now, this is the interview that we were doing the morning shift at this stage many years ago.
I think it was worse than mornings. I think it was actually breakfast.
Oh, dear. It was breakfast, Bill Zappersberg. Yeah. And it's it. And we had to be in the studio, and we really were irritated one day. And we thought, who could we irritate? Who's a big star who does not like getting up early? And we came to the conclusion, Elvis Aaron Presley is that bad. And so we conducted what has proved to be the final interview with the King. Here we go, through the mists of time.
Peter Cetera, a great friend of yours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in public he is. Yeah,
and
sure.
You're at WFOK FM. Good morning, America. And we are coming out of New York this morning, of course. And all new pop music. 85 degrees this morning, Bill. Mm-hmm. I got to say, that's nice.
And Hudson looking fantastic this morning.
Oh, everything's looking great. And, of course, there's a very special guest today. He's about to go out on tour. People say he's finished. I don't think he's finished, Bill Zappersberg.
Mm-hmm.
He is the king of rock and roll. Eddie Weeder, of course, is going to wake up this guy at home, which I think is fantastic. Elvis Aaron Presley, of course, is his name. And, of course,
probably just going to bed at this stage, but I think we should ring him anyway.
There's a lot of great pop music around these days, Bill Zappersberg. And, of course, you got Chicago, Boston, the whole thing.
Hello.
Oh, is that the King?
Who is it?
Oh.
Good morning, King.
Good morning, good morning. Elvis Aaron Presley, this is Bill Zappersberg and Sal Rubinstein, Big City, talking to you all the way from WFOK-FM. Good morning.
Hey, Colonel. I can't meet you for lunch.
It's not the Colonel. Oh, Elvis, hello, Step Step. Let's give it up for Elvis.
Wakey, wakey.
Priscilla, how you doing?
Okay, we are doing okay. How are you doing, King? You sound like we crawled out of bed.
Hey, brother, so, how you doing? I'm crawling out of bed. I got a big day. I'm just having a bit of lying.
And of course, you're about to go on tour. Later, you're going to pack the bags later today. August 16th, of course, the day is the day of the tour. And what a great day it is, and what a great day it's going to be for Elvis Presley.
I'm looking forward to seeing all them folk there. We got a great show. You got to give them more than a show. You got to get them a great show. So the people say a comeback show. I ain't back, I ain't here, I always been here, you know what I'm saying? You two guys been there for me, for King.
And you're looking forward to this morning's breakfast, King? What's on the menu?
Oh, we're looking for the usual buffet. I like to eat kind of a lot before a show day.
You still do those fried peanut butter and banana things, which we had, of course, at Graceland last time we were there?
That's kind of like my pre-breakfast snack there.
Oh. Talk to us about hamburgers, King. What is your specialty?
I've been kind of having grapefruit and some kumquat jam on the whole bun there.
You don't have to lie to us, King.
On the burger, of course.
Oh, on the burger. Yeah.
Now, what do you say to the kids out there, of course, because they say that you just constantly chew pills like they're going out of fashion and all the young kids are losing faith in you? Elvis Aaron Presley, what do you say to the kids who are saying, what has happened to Elvis?
Yeah, well, why do you say it again? I can't quite...
How many attacks have you had today? Have you had an attack today?
I'm just coming out. I'm an hour early out of my last attack, but the pill. What I say to people is they don't know nothing. President Nixon made me special agent to stop drugs, and I'm doing my best to stop the drugs in the world because I think the drugs is killing the kids.
And what would you do if you came across some pills at Graceland? Well, what would you do? Would you put them down your throat or down into the garbage bin?
I'd flash my FBI badge. I'd say, hold it down.
That's his solution.
Elvis, I've always wanted to ask you this, and I've always forgotten every time we have met up, and I'm going to ask you now. Can you do us, because we're doing a breakfast show here, we are half asleep, can you do us a little, Elvis, what are those little things you do on stage?
I don't know. You got to come see the show. Okay. Oh. I want to be your teddy bear. Be your teddy bear. I'm waking up from Ellen's cell. I'm feeling good. We gotta do a show.
You sound like you're shadow boxing.
We gotta do a show today.
And can we expect to see a new big gold belt on this show, or are you
big old
something
gold
to hold out of the wardrobe there?
We got a very big new gold belt.
Oh.
We got the big old gold belt. We got the new suit, we got the cape, I got the whole thing that happened there. You're going to see a great new Elvis show.
And Charlie Hodge will be there, of course.
Yeah, he'll be there, because we're looking a pretty hot day there in Memphis for the show.
Now, Elvis, we have to talk to you about the Beatles, of course, who people are saying that they're the new thing coming through after the new disco music. What do you think about the Beatles?
The Beatles? I had the Beatles over Graceland some while ago. I don't like to speak ill of no one, but those boys sure messed up this place. Messed up this place good. And I just play rock and roll. You know, I play rock and roll, and other people want to play rock and roll, that's great. But, you know, Elvis Presley, he just here playing rock and roll music. That's what I do.
There's a lot of pressure, Elvis, to think that you are a band who stole black music after black people and then said that you invented rock and roll.
You know, this has been sort of going around. I'm a Southern boy. I'm a Southern boy. I came from the South. I'm influenced by all things in the South. All this stuff saying Elvis is black, you know, is that a compliment? I think it's a compliment. People saying, trying to get me down. A lot of, you know, black folks saying I steal black music. A lot of white folks saying...
And that's great, Elvis.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
How much weight are you carrying these days?
Well, I'm doing a show. I'm down to fighting weight. I got a whole thing there.
What are we talking? Super duper heavyweight?
Watch out.
Elvis Presley's on a roll today.
Watch out. I'm coming to get you two. I'm going to get Mill and Saul.
And of course,
you boys are great. I like you guys. I love you guys.
That's why you allow us on a show. That's why we have a photo of it and get straight through to your bedside.
You guys going to be there listening to my show?
And of course, we are hoping to do a live bootleg of your show, actually. We're going to make a lot of money
there with our tape recorders.
We need to talk about Colonel Tom Parker and your acting career, Elvis. Is it true that you asked for a role in the new movie Star Wars?
It wasn't going to be. They're going to do something for me. Some guy, some show I had to do there. I don't know about this new stuff. I don't think. I think people is over science fiction. I don't think it's going nowhere. You know, my movies are. Colonel kind of look after my movies. I think I made some good movie choices.
Oh, you did.
This guy would love me tender. You guys ever see Philemon Star?
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, fantastic.
Eddie, give me some notes on Flaming Star. Elvis, that's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
What about Kid Galahad? That was great, too.
I come free of charge.
Did you ever win an Oscar, Elvis?
What?
Did you ever win an Oscar?
I never won an Oscar.
That is one of the great tragedies of entertainment.
My movies is kind of, you know, I ain't fooling myself. They ain't heavy-duty entertainment. They're kind of lighthearted. They're kind of good. If a Flaming Star would have been a nice Oscar, but, no, I'm just happy. I'm watching a lot of movies these days on my TVs.
You sound in great shape. Let's give it up for Elvis. You sound, we are, of course, rocking through the morning here, Elvis. And what about a quick bell, please?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been up for 5 minutes, so it's almost time for you to go back to bed. How about a quick promo, though, before you have another attack and go back to La La Land?
I don't know what you boys is on.
We're on the WFOK FM.
Obviously not as good as what you're connecting with, the King. That's what I got to say.
You
have always got out to the best goodies, and you still do it. I can tell.
You got to stop winding me up here.
I can tell how blasted you sound, King.
You guys give me a hard time, yeah?
King.
Just do a goddamn promo when you can, for Christ's sakes.
Let's do a WFOK, WFM, coming out of Manhattan. Let's do something for all the people in New Jersey, King.
You want a promo for the show?
Let's do it.
I wrote a special promo for the show. Man. Well, since my baby left me, I found no place to dwell. Take him back here at Graceland. Listen to Saul and Mel, oh yeah.
Oh.
they'll never be lonely.
We were talking with Colonel Tom. He has lined us up row double C seats. We will be seeing you on tour.
Do my show today, guys. I'm kind of feeling kind of weird. I'm going to do the show.
Well, you better take care, because I was talking to my clairvoyant this week, Elvis, and she said that one of your friends with huge side levers and who sweats a lot and who is a big star might have a lot of problems this week. And I said, that sounds like the king. I'll let him know. And I'm letting you know.
The king is here. God save a king.
Okay.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, let's give it up. WFOK, Lanny, let's have some more music here.
Yeah, you're rocking my soul. Down in the bruises. Rock, down in the bosom. You rock my soul. Listen, my baby, hammer. Rock, oh yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lord.
Oh, rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Won't you rock my soul?
Listen, my baby, hammer. And
rock, down in the bosom.
Listen, my baby, hammer.
You rock my soul.
Listen, my baby, hammer.
Rock, oh yeah.
Rock.
Oh,
Lord, rock of my soul, why don't you rock my soul?
Well, the rich man lives.
Well, it's glory and honor.
He lives so well.
Won't you praise the Lord?
Children, when he dies.
Well, it's glory and honor.
Buy no home in
hell. Won't you praise the Lord?
Why don't you rock my soul?
Down in the bosoms.
Rock, down in the bosoms.
You rock my soul.
Down in the bosoms. Once again, boy.
Oh, rockin' my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Don't you rock my soul?
Down in the bosoms of my baby, hammer.
Rock, down in the bosoms
of my baby, hammer.
You rock my soul.
Down in the bosoms of my baby, hammer.
Rock, oh yeah.
Rock.
Oh, Lordy, Lord.
Oh, rock on my soul.
Why don't you rock my soul?
At long last,
tell you never again.
Now there's a drink I like.
Following you down to the bar, Bill.
Big city talk.
Well, the kid is doing well, and he's made a lot of money, and I think he's just bought a new kitchen for his parents, too.
I wish they'd shut up.
Because they stole that flute line.
But I tell you what, they're not kicking in 96.
Yeah, I mean, you can't steal a flute line twice, Bill Zabersberg.
Big city talk.
Get rid of the flute line, put a violin in, put a cello in, put a hurdy-gurdy in, put anything in.
With Mel and Saul.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby, I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
Big City Talk.
walk along a thin line, darling. Dark shadows follow me. Here's where life's dream lies disillusioned, the edge of reality. Oh, I can hear strange voices echo, laughing with mockery. The borderline of doom I'm facing, the edge of reality.
Okay, thank you, King. And of course, the best part about that song was, of course, the brass section.
Oh. The edge of reality, where the King existed at the precipice of madness for years. We have been there. We know what it's like. And pure and simple, it is sensational. And today we have been coming live.
We have been sensational today,
I think. We have been great, actually. And it's because we have been honoring a great star and we rise to the occasion like a big souffle that is there and it's all dusted in icing sugar. That's us. And now,
and a souffle can rise twice.
We would like to say good afternoon to Eddie, but we can't because he's coming from the shower today. He has a setup already. He's pressing the knobs in the button in the shower. And Carol Rezaba has his own little booth out the back there where the King used to dress. And Carol?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay, Carol. We are surviving here, unlike the King. Eddie, how long? Please
it
give us some
very,
time.
Very, very, very.
Oh my God, we're
dead.
Out of here, aren't
30 seconds, guys.
Oh, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. We got pad for 30 seconds.
Well, yeah. I've got the last will and testament of Elvis Presley here, and I would start reading it because it says a lot of interesting things about how much cash he had and what was going everywhere. But I gave it to my lawyer, Bell, and said, "What's in it for Big City Talk?" And he came back and his finger made the shape of a donut, and it said nothing. And that was the end of it for us and the King because Bell, that to he said, "You are a cheap son of a bitch, and we will see you in hell."
Asshole.
Rest in peace.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto, and his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Triple, triple, triple.
This weekend, triple, triple.
What do you think about radio, like the 2RRR radio? I know you've got a shortwave receiver there. You can pick up the House of the 2RRRs.